Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
No, I'm so okay with talking about my dildos because I actually don't have the, I think I've only got, maybe got two on Amazon, but I've a fair collection over the
Jesus.
Years.
Wow, you're Amazon, man.
What?
99 orders placed in the last 6 months. 99 orders in the last 6 months.
I have an addiction to Amazon.
Oh, this is so perfect.
This is like, you'll see that it gets really, really bad. Last year in particular, my accountant had to have a word with me
you're joking.
Because it was too much. I think there was an order probably every day.
Wow.
Yeah. And it got to a point where people, the guys who were delivering were like, oh, I know where to leave it because.
Wow. What are you running from?
I mean, I think I'm running towards happiness, but I'm running away from it at the same time.
But on a treadmill kind of thing. Yeah, that's what Amazon is. It's the happiness treadmill. Oh my God, that's so deep.
And you just got to
open with that. That's so good.
Note to self, that's the one.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to a brand new My Mate Bought a Toaster. My name is Tom Price. And as ever, I am joined by the wonderful Samantha Baines. Say hello.
Hello.
That's her right there. That was off script as well, wasn't it? Just made that up.
When you tell me to do something, I do it.
There you go.
That's how it works.
And the little polite laughter we heard just then is today's guest on My Mate Bought a Toaster, the podcast where we open up Amazon purchase history and we see what's inside. Yasmin Akram, welcome.
Thank you so much.
We're going deep into your Amazon past.
Do it. Let's just see what's in there.
Okay.
Because there's a lot.
Do you know what the first object you bought on Amazon is? Do you have any ideas?
No.
Object's quite a clue there.
2009.
Yeah, it wasn't a person. I stopped buying people on Amazon.
Yeah, they
get a couple of months. Sort of a book or
they really,
you know, on Kindle.
Yes,
or
yeah. And oh, it's not going to be a Kindle. I'll tell you that. There's not going to be anything to read.
Well, you say that. The first thing you bought for £5.74, 30th of March 2009, which is roughly the same sort of time of year that we're recording this in. So it's about 10 years. So happy decade of Amazon.
What did I get?
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass.
Oh.
You got those two books. Were they for yourself?
Actually, isn't this weird? Because I know exactly what that was. I was doing a work in progress play in Dublin. Uh-huh. I was flying over and back and it was around Alice in Wonderland and that's why I bought it.
So there you go. Were researching it.
I was researching it. I think we had to buy it.
So if you're listening, Her Majesty, that is a genuine tax expense. She's fine with that
one. Yeah. Yeah, she's going to be like, she's going to do the okay sign with her fingers.
That's what she does. Absolutely. A-okay. Who actually reads those books? They
anymore.
Really exist in
did
a kind
you
of,
read it or yeah. did you just put it on a shelf?
Did we do some skimming? I think I brought it into rehearsals, as I remember. And we
to
did
impress
some,
everyone else.
To impress everybody yeah, else. Yeah. And I read this. And I think we skimmed through some sections, as I remember. But you know that you go, I know the story. I've seen the Disney movie.
Right, you don't need it.
I know she falls down a hole and some stuff happens to her.
It's quite a trippy story, isn't it?
I mean, look, there's an...
It's the beginning of many stories. Yeah. She falls down a hole and stuff happens to her.
That's it. That's the it's the basic pattern of all stories.
It's the basic pattern of my lifetime.
Well, this is 2009 and we're joining you as you begin to fall down the Amazon hole.
Yes.
So it works
that's
perfectly.
That's so clever. Oh, I can understand why you're doing this.
Oof, that's my surprise. I impressed myself then, Sam.
I'm sorry that wasn't like in a more exciting story.
Listen,
it was a work-based story.
Let's get one thing over and done with straight away. People come on this podcast and it is mundane as shit. If you're listening to this for the first time because you're a fan of Yasmin's, be prepared to be very disappointed.
I'm sorry, guys. No, I'll try and make up a fruity story.
It's what we love because people, they pour over their stuff and it doesn't matter if it's not fascinating stuff, things happen.
Yeah.
We know that, right? This is what happens.
Yeah. Well, I was quite distracted by the other thing that you brought in 2009.
Right.
October, the other end of 2009, right. is... Go on, Sam.
Wilton White groom wedding topper figurine.
Oh, there's a story here.
Just the groom.
Just the groom.
Not even a bride and groom.
Oh, Yasmin, what's happening? happened?
Now, this, again, it sounds interesting. Not that the Alice in Wonderland thing sounded really interesting. It wasn't like you were going, where's the story going to go next? But the, this isn't, okay, I'm sorry, this is another work-based thing.
What? They go on, it's doing, fine. People love your work.
This is a good, this is a nice story. So that was, I wrote a play called 10 Dates with Mad Mary. And for the picture, we needed my character to be holding a groom because she goes to a wedding. So she's picking the groom off the top of a cake.
I see.
So that was, I said, listen, I'll get it. Yeah. And now that got turned into a film and it's had a whole life of its own.
No
so,
way.
Yeah.
It was so a that, film. So this was the beginning of that journey.
It was the beginning of that journey.
Well, I think that's legitimately interesting. Well, I like
yes,
that.
Yes. So if you listen, because Irish people loved that film. If you saw that film, which was called A Date for Mad Mary, that's the beginning of the cake topper story.
Oh my God,
the beginning
this is huge.
Of Mad Mary.
Yeah. So what's happened to the cake topper now? Because that's the only problem with this is that people will, you know, say a bloke comes to your flat, or, you know, for the first time and he's like, oh, wow, she's got a male cake topper.
Don't invite men to my flat. I don't know what you're saying.
So you've got like a man in your flat and you're like, oh, you look just like this cake topper. I finally matched you up. I found you. You could really freak him out.
Yeah, I really could. Uh-huh. I think I lost it in many, many moves
Fine.
Since then.
Oh. Okay, all right.
Maybe it's in Ireland. Maybe he's moved to Ireland and he's found a little Irish woman cake topper and they're living together.
Or another man cake topper, all right?
Exactly. Hey,
he's
hey.
Such a bigot.
And listen, if you want to buy another one, you can't because it's currently unavailable and it has no reviews.
Oh, there's no reviews of it?
Absolutely.
Could I
no
give
reviews.
A,
can we give it a quick review?
No.
Can we give it a review that just says, this began my film career? Can we do that? Can we go in as Yasmin?
Do you want to?
Yasmin, is that okay?
Yeah, please.
Five stars?
Yeah, Five stars. The beginning of a dream.
Yeah.
That's
the headline, is it? The beginning of a dream.
And then can
and
we also say...
what should the review say?
Can we say... because you know the way sometimes you read reviews on Amazon, it's always someone going, I haven't used this, but my wife, I got it for my wife. There's always a story about, I got it for my wife.
The annoying thing is they also tell you it arrived in good time.
Yes.
That's not a review of the product, is it? That's just a review of the delivery process.
So, Sam, start off with, it arrived in good time.
I got this for my career.
Yeah, nice.
It arrived in good time.
Yes.
Yeah. And ended as a movie. Huge in Ireland, not so big elsewhere.
Not so big, but that's no one's fault, only the English.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, blame the English.
So I've written, I got this for my career. It arrived in good time and ended as a movie. Huge in Ireland, in brackets, the movie.
Yes, beautiful. Great. Nicely done, Sam.
Not so big elsewhere.
Not so big elsewhere. In brackets, not the movie.
Should there be some mention of My Mate Bought a Toaster? For more information, please listen to My Mate Bought a Toaster episode, let's be honest, Yasmin, 30, 40, something like that. It's going to be quite far down.
Put me right down.
Late on. Yeah.
I'm going to try and make it more interesting, but I can't promise anything. So far, it's just been work-based purchases.
Great.
I love this. I think we should leave reviews as other people all the time.
Well, we're not. We're doing it's a legit review in case the Amazon police are listening, and they do have their own police force.
Do they?
Yeah, of course. Famously. They could be cracking
famous?
Down
this.
This
is the actual first time I've ever heard this.
Most policemen actually work for Amazon. Yeah, what? That's true.
I think he might be playing with you a bit
Jesus
there.
Jesus Christ. So if I'm just walking down the road and I see a policeman and go, what happened to that printer that I ordered? Excuse me.
You guys, it would be quite useful, wouldn't it?
And they all look huge because they've got loads of extra stuffing.
They're just bubble wrapped.
Very well packaged.
Five stars, the beginning of a dream. Mm-hmm. I got this for my career. It arrived in good time and ended as a movie. Huge in Ireland, in brackets, the movie. Not so big elsewhere. For more information, please listen to podcast My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Beautiful. That's great.
Submit.
Done. Great. All right. Okay. Let's now voyage into 2010. Yeah, here we are, guys.
Oh, my God.
And we have got very early doors. The 2nd of May, His Holiness the Dalai Lama has written a book called The Art of Happiness, A Handbook for Living. You obviously read this from cover to cover nine years ago.
I never stopped reading it. I don't think I actually opened it. And this is the case with many books I will buy.
Right.
I buy them and then they just sit there and then they go in the bin.
I see. Okay.
So I think I saw him on Oprah or one of his pals and went, oh yeah, I need to get happy. I'm
one of the Lama family.
One of the Lama.
Yeah.
Dennis Lama, one of the gang. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm totally, yeah, because I want to be happy. And I don't think I understood it. Because I have no memory of reading that book, but I know what the cover looks like. It's a picture of him, isn't it?
It's a picture of him smiling. Yeah. He looks happy. I just look at the picture and feel happier.
Yeah.
Well, has it got good reviews, Sam? It's got to have good reviews, hasn't it?
I mean, it,
You'd hope, yes. Oh, 4.5 stars from over 468 customers.
That's well done, Dennis Lama.
Well, in that case, yeah, I'm less interested in good reviews of Dennis. Can we go and see some 1 or 2 stars so people say, actually, I read this and I'm still a miserable prick?
Oh, yeah, yes, I love that. Yeah.
Good bedtime story. Forget sleeping pills, just read this and you'll be asleep in no time.
Oh,
slam.
Yeah, that's someone who does not want to be having.
Great book, but the pages fell out after only 5 minutes of reading.
Oh, you can imagine that. It's
I thought this book was written by the Dalai Lama, but it isn't.
It's written by Dennis Lama. Yeah. It is by Dennis.
It's his uncle.
Instead, it's written from the point of view of the journalist that interviews him.
Oh,
I got halfway through and I couldn't read anymore.
That's not even ghost written, is it? That's just written by someone else.
That's, can you imagine doing that?
Well, it's a good job he didn't bother reading it.
Well, exactly. I don't want to hear just some random man's interpretation of a conversation he had with somebody.
The book should be called The Art of Being Slightly Cross.
Yeah.
That's what it should be called. It's made some people slightly cross.
Well, M says... doesn't help with real life problems.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. And that's what you wanted to help with, really, yeah. Don't you?
Is that M as in EM or just the letter M?
Just the letter M.
Well, that, a real life problem is not having a proper name, isn't it?
Exactly. That's
no help with that.
Let's christen M now. Mary.
Poor Mary. Yeah. Poor Mary.
Poor Mary.
As in the movie.
Yes.
Of course, huge in Ireland. Huge in Ireland. Another book you bought this year in 2010, Self Promotion for the Creative Person.
Yeah.
9 years later, you're on a podcast. So it's worked, hasn't it? It's worked.
This was around the time in my life where I was really, I think, lost, is fair to say. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to try and be my own brand.
I
think I heard somebody say that and I thought, yeah, that's brilliant. So I need to learn how to be self-promoting. Ugh. Now, as we all know in this room, it's very hard when you don't have any money and you rarely go out to self-promote it anyway.
It's also really hard when you've got a product that you don't like. That's always the thing I've struggled with self-promotion, is telling people how great I am, whilst at the same time thinking, I'm such a cunt.
Oh, God.
I don't know why people would possibly be interested in this.
Yeah, that's exactly my feelings about myself, is I'm not even going to finish the sentence, I'm wonderful, because everything's broken. Just, I can't give you this thing,
no,
it's broken.
Come on, guys. Both of you are wonderful. Don't tell the public about the times when you're not wonderful.
No, that's what we need to do.
It's all
more
about marketing.
Yeah, just really,
you're good at that, Sam. You're good at that.
I have a company.
Very boasty.
Well, maybe you should have added to the book, because I don't think I read it.
One thing I love about this is that you bought a self-promotion book for the creative person. 2 weeks later, you bought tooth whitening.
There you go. So she was onto it.
Yeah.
So it was a journey.
Working hard.
That's an ongoing purchase. I think I even bought some of that last week. I whitened my teeth.
Just having a look at the reviews for the self.
I thought you were going to say for the teeth whitener, because I was like, I could give you a review of that, because I definitely opened that purchase. Self-promotion, I don't think I did. Because it was like 2010. I don't even know if I was on Twitter or did anything like that.
So weird, isn't it? We were so not yet born in 2010.
Oh, no.
Probably didn't even have an iPhone at that stage.
Oh, I know I didn't. And I know that I was skint around that time, so it wasn't... So there was. I just stayed in and watched EastEnders.
What were you doing for jobs, for work then?
I think I might have been temping.
Oh, really? Were you doing stand-up, though?
No, I think I was going into sketch stuff with Louise Ford.
Yeah, of course.
But I think mostly doing a lot of some sweet temp work around the Greater London area.
What was the best temp job you ever had?
Oh, God.
Was it?
I don't think there was one I liked at all.
No.
I worked for, I think it was one of the music companies.
That's quite good.
And I sometimes did
reception. That's classy.
Sometimes a temp job can lure you in. You can end up working in that place forever.
I don't think that was going to ever happen, because I was away from all the actual cool stuff. And I just was downstairs and nobody ever came in.
I see.
And I just watched 90s Britpop all the time on the videos. Yeah.
So you basically just relived the 90s.
Yeah.
But with white teeth.
But with the teeth of an angel.
Okay. Can I just point something very quirky out?
Yeah.
Here. 2011, Akram, completely off the radar, doesn't buy a thing.
Oh.
Whoa.
What went wrong in 2011?
Do you know what? I think it was because this was before I was priming it. So I was like, listen, I think I probably went, I'll walk to the shop and get myself X, Y, and Z. So, I think maybe...
My only question is, were you in hiding? Because then in 2012, you buy a lady's short, blonde, curly wig.
And that's the only thing you bought all year.
Can I see this?
Yeah.
Can this?
So, basically, if in 2012 you saw an Irish Dolly Parton wandering around the Olympics, that was yes.
Oh, God. This is when I was deep in sketch comedy. I know that was probably for a sketch that me and Louise did or something like that.
One item she bought in the whole year.
Doesn't it look like I've had a breakdown?
Yeah. Amazon is definitely showing you. Yeah, this is your Alice's journey into Wonderland.
Yeah. She's bought a wig. She goes off the grid for 2011. Yeah, yeah. Comes back with one wig in 2012.
This is like a weird shit Jason Bourne. You disappear and you come back with a blonde wig and very white teeth.
Also, it is super suspicious because if I click on the link for the item, it says page not found.
Oh, my God.
We're sorry. The web address you entered is not a function.
So no reviews of that. No reviews of
it's
that.
Well, we can't get in.
All right, fine. Let's move on then, shall we? Let's crash on into 2013 now. Mm-hmm. Yasmin Akram joining us today on My Mate Bought a Toaster. July 2013, you bought powdered peanut butter. I did not know that existed.
Yeah.
Is that just to kill people with nut allergies? Is that what it is? Why have you got that?
So this was probably around the time that I was a vegan. Would this be around the
time that
I was vegan for a year. This is around the time that we met Tom Price.
Fast and filling low-fat vegan recipes. Did we meet in 2013?
Yeah.
I feel like we met like a year ago.
No, I mean, that's how little I mean to you.
Is that when you were doing Stella?
Yeah. This is us doing Stella 2013 for reals. Yeah.
Wow.
And I was a vegan. And also, it hurts that you didn't realize that. And
I obviously didn't tell him enough.
No,
yeah, I just mentioned it every time I ate.
Which is unusual for vegans.
I got super fat as a vegan and was trying to offset because I've gone offset as the people who review schools
they do yeah
but I was trying to offset
they're involved with veganism also.
You've gone on the outstanding diet
yes
to mind you it's a good diet. Offset is a good diet because I know teachers when they get offset inspections they get so stressed they lose a lot of weight.
That's
so
what I should be doing. Well, at the time I should have been doing that, but I thought because I was consuming so much peanut butter I decided to try and get a powdered version that wasn't as fattening because I was living off the stuff and it was just getting to a point where I was going, I'm just fat, man. And I thought being a vegan would really sort this stuff out. Because let's be honest, I didn't really care about animals.
I don't know
I was
why.
Doing it.
Did you do with it?
I'm sort of picturing you now as a sloth in 2013. Just loads of peanut butter on your fingers, just licking it off your hands.
Yeah, it was in my hair.
Some of the questions on this are amazing.
Really?
Could you mix this with hot chocolate?
Meant to be a low fat alternative, so that person is just it's just a fat idiot.
So what do you do
someone's
with
replied said,
it
I would water. Say yes
you mix it with water and then it goes into a kind of a paste now. Does it look like peanut butter?
You don't drink it?
No, I mean, that's a good idea though.
Peanut butter drink.
Oh, that's so gross. I'll tell you what, this is how well it's gone. She bought one which is, this is how much she was eating. Get this. 6.5 ounces of the stuff, right?
Yeah.
On the 6th of July. So presumably that's gonna last a while.
Yeah, that's gonna last a very long time.
6th of July she bought that. 15th of July, she went again.
This stuff.
There's the evidence.
Because it was all I was eating.
The evidence of the breakdown. I love it so much.
Oh man.
Isabel says terrible taste. Horrible taste.
Not
nothing
right.
like the real thing, but bearable, I guess, if you don't want the fat in your diet.
Good reviews? Anyone pleased with it? Anyone is it working for
anyone? Yeah.
Some healthy. I was going to say some health nut.
That would have been very funny.
If I'd gotten it out.
We'd probably cut away to ads on that bit. Like, slam. That's really nice.
Morwenna says, this is so yummy. It's unbelievable.
Fuck off, Morwenna.
I sort of expected it to be a disappointment given the low amount of fat and calories, but it's amazing. I would choose it over regular peanut butter any day.
Fuck you, Morwenna.
Is the person that you sit beside at a party who's eating celery going, do you know what? I don't miss desserts.
Yeah.
I just don't like sugar. I don't like the taste of it.
Yeah. I've got celery. That's all you need. And do you know it actually consumes calories when you eat it? Oh, fuck you, Morwenna.
Go suck a dick.
Hello there.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly, we haven't got long. Please listen to the all-new Angelos and Barry podcast.
It's a funny one.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. There's so much muck in it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So let's leave 2013 fat vegan Yasmin behind.
Yeah, she had enough going on for her.
By the way, you were absolutely not fat. If that's when I met you, you were categorically not fat in 2013.
You're very, very
2014.
Kind. Yeah. Aww. You were the size of a horse. You used to sing that song every time I approached you, and I thought it was like a little, we're friends.
Wasn't being nice. No, that wasn't friends.
No, such thing as fat, just different shapes.
Yeah.
Really opening up your Amazon capabilities. That's when it really kicked in for Yasmin. And I've got to say, Boxing Day 2014. Now, interestingly, Boxing Day is often a big day on Amazon. We notice this with a few of our other guests, right?
I don't know what and it is. I'm so
who knows what kind of Christmas she's had. But on Boxing Day 2014, she thought, you know what? I've seen my family. I've had some lovely gifts. I feel loved. I feel happy. I'm going to buy a new mattress. She went straight in there. She got a Silent Night Stratus Miracoli memory mattress. She's gone double.
Oh, I've gone double.
Hello.
That is a big thing to buy on Amazon.
On Boxing Day? Why did you think Boxing Day?
Don't expect any of this to make sense. There'll be like a Christmas Day purchase that you're like, that has nothing to do with the time that you're in. Nothing at all.
Okay, all right.
I don't even think I have that mattress anymore. That's how not good it was.
No.
Not to slag off Silent Night, but I'm slagging them off.
Well, do it. Why not? You know,
Alex R. agrees. He says, maybe it's good for someone else.
Yeah. Mm.
It's been near a year since I bought this mattress. After a few months, he's given his weight.
Oh,
really?
And my girlfriend also given her weight.
Oh, she's not going to like that.
Started to have back pains. Maybe it's good for someone else, but not for us.
Wow, bad memories.
In
bad
kilograms, memories. He's given weight. So.
That is annoying in kilograms.
I mean, I around that bed at that time, I was probably still fat, so I didn't want to give.
Is that why it's a double? Not why it's that.
For the spread.
How big were you?
It's so that you can put your food on the other side of the bed.
Exactly.
That is why I have a king size double.
Yes, it's like a little snack. You mean, so you got a little plate. You got a plate rest.
I thought you meant so it's far away, so you're not tempted.
Pop the sandwich,
a good
meter
away.
So it's convenient.
Yeah.
So you've got a laptop there, you've got some snacks.
Oh, it's basically like a spread. You've got your laptop and then you've got your food, you've got your phone.
And the mattress is gone, is it? The mattress is gone.
The mattress is gone. I do spend an awful lot of time in my bed.
Mm.
That's where I go. I don't really like my living room. So
don't dwell on that. anything else from? Oh my God! Look at the bottom of her page, Sam, on 2014.
Oh wow!
There's pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of it. There's shampoo. There's music. You buy music. There's Lego Duplo. It's fine.
For a baby.
I mean, I'm guessing that's for a baby. Here we go. The End of Your World: Uncensored Straight Talk on the Nature of Enlightenment.
I haven't a fucking clue. Is it a book?
Yeah.
Can I see the front of it?
It's like charades.
Which page?
It's by
this might be
Adyashanti. Sorry, it's on page 2014. Yeah.
This is again
page number 3.
This is the fault, not fault, because she never does anything wrong, but this is Oprah Winfrey again.
Oprah's a real guiding light in your life, isn't she?
She is my everything. And she interviewed Adyashanti, I think, and I bought the book and yet again, I did not read it. I did not read any. I didn't even open first page.
You've also bought Why You're Not Married.
I've just spotted it as well. Sorry, I screeched all over that. What was it called?
Why you're Not Married, dot, 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 yet.
And this is a month before she bought the double mattress.
I think I actually read Why You're Not Married Yet.
Oh, fuck
what did it
that.
Say? What was the reason?
Fuck that. This book makes me cross. No.
The reason I'm not married is because I think I had to love myself first.
Oh, RuPaul. Standard.
Exactly. I mean, and to be honest with you, Oprah was saying that every single day. Not to me.
But
Oprah was not saying it to me, but she was saying it to us in general.
Tracy McMillan.
Yes.
I mean, obviously not her birth name because she's clearly married.
She is married 100%. Also, I saw her on Oprah.
Right.
So she did this talk about the person that you need to marry. Mm-hmm. So I clicked on that video.
And it's yourself.
It's yourself,
Tom.
It's yourself, Tom.
I see, because I am married, but technically, by that standard, I've been single for 38 years. I am. I'm sort of seeing that guy, but as rarely as possible.
Yeah, just every so often.
I guess that's a good message, but also that's an annoying book, isn't
it? Yeah, this is the thing, was married.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting divorced.
See,
I still like myself. I've liked myself the whole way through. I just don't like him anymore.
A huge fan of herself. I can't confirm. He was a dick, but there you go.
No, he wasn't. Lovely man.
But sometimes things don't work out. Yeah. But this is the thing. So I have been single for my entire adult life, basically. And there's sometimes where I'm really happy about that. And there's other times where I feel a huge amount of shame about it. And I go, I need to, because you become the oddity in your group. Everybody else is married. Everybody else is settling down and you're not.
Yeah.
So there's, and I think if this was 2014, is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Yeah,
I would have felt that was probably a cycle of shame around still being single. So I went, I need to fix this. I need to go and see what's, you know, do the deep delve.
Mm. Are you coming out the other end now, though? No. I'm the first one of my friendship group to get divorced.
You're very young to have achieved that.
So I know. I feel like a competition winner. Oh. I feel like I've achieved it all, guys. So you just carry on and get married and I'll be here when you get divorced.
I'll be waiting. Then we can compare notes. So in 2014, and it's worth mentioning, Sam, that me and Yasmin met on Stella. We were doing, we were making the TV show Stella. In July 2014, Stella Series 3. That's a purchase you made right there.
Do you know why I bought that? Because I was doing my show reel. And I needed it too.
You could get a free copy from the production company.
Yeah, but not that production company.
But they said to me, can you get it? You need it now. And I went, I'll just get it on Amazon because I can have it like the next day.
But what's amazing, Sam, if you look beneath that, return complete.
Oh, because
you returned it.
I bought the wrong series.
No, you bought Stella Series 3. Hang on. The 17th of July. Oh no, yeah, order placed.
And then I realized that I bought the wrong series. So I sent it back and then
you bought Stella when there was no Yasmin Akram. Where's the good stuff?
I did turn on and go, oh no, I don't recognize a lot of these people. They weren't in the same, okay, I've got to go and get the next one. And then I saw your face and I knew I was fine to keep watching.
If you see my face, you know you're fine.
So you did your show reel in July.
Yeah.
And then by October, you've read the marriage book.
What's happening now?
You're single at home.
Is this my first dildo purchase?
This is the first dildo purchase.
We have our first sex toy. And my mate bought a toaster.
You are so welcome.
Poor choice of words, but I'm buzzing about this, guys.
Listen, this is an amazing thing. So I read the marriage book and I didn't get married in the months that followed. So I went,
didn't work.
What am I going to do? I'm going to buy myself. And I think this was my first ever vibrating purchase.
Brilliant.
Lads, I bloody wore that thing
I just love the fact that we have gone, why are not married, double mattress, dildo. That is just, it's your life, Yasmin. It's hilarious.
You know what? It makes, and also when you say it in that order, because you never look back on your purchases. You don't see what your brain is doing, but now we've gone on the journey my brain made in that few months. Fuck it. I'm just gonna basically fuck myself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. That's what the epilogue of that book is. Why? That's it. You've got to love yourself.
Yes, and I did for a long time.
Love Honey, Jessica Rabbit 2.0 Slimline Rabbit Vibrator Pack.
Slimline.
Well, I don't want to brag, but I keep I'm going to finish that sentence.
Keep it tight.
Yeah.
It's just a keys.
I run a tight ship.
I know. It's just a keys pocket. Yeah. I know what you're saying. I know what your vibes are there. Shall we look at the reviews of the Love Honey Jessica Rabbit?
Do you know what? I have to say, it was bloody brilliant.
Can you stop using bloody as the adjective for this, please?
Sometimes that's what happens.
Okay. Is it back on sale now? Because I'd like
$24.99. Do you want to buy it again?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not currently available. I'm having a look.
Because that was a really good one. That was a really good one, guys.
And so what happens when it dies? Did it?
You do a little funeral.
What's but buried there?
A rabbit, pet rabbit. It really dies, does it? You sort of have to just, someone has to call it.
So yeah, it's like, it's time to walk away. I think I did actually.
It's like an ER when they're all gathered around the bed and they go, time of death.
Yeah.
3:26 p.m. Really? Oh. She's self-employed.
You're like, the plastic over the top is starting to wear away. Yeah. It's probably time to get a new one.
It's time to walk away from that now.
Except you can't walk away. It's time to limp away.
It's time to limp away.
To waddle away.
I'm sure that there's, now that I'm just thinking about it, I'm sure there are some some pretty more out there sex toys to come.
Great news.
There was a period where it all went pretty wild.
But this is I'm equating this with happiness.
It's very healthy.
Yeah.
I am all, look, if I wasn't all right with sex, I would say, don't say mm-hmm. you know,
quite right
every woman.
You've got
a
slimline, you're feeling confident.
I'm feeling
it's
confident.
2.0. You've
what are the reviews of the slimline?
Oh, it's got to be brilliant because you know what?
I can't find it.
I thought I was better than that sex toy and I went off and bought like a load more.
Okay.
We're never as good as that one.
Oh, and that's the one.
Yeah, that's
was your
the
first
one. That got
I am trying to Google things and lots of other things are coming up.
Okay.
Oh,
also, can we just say that the day that you brought the Love Honey Jessica Rabbit 2.0 Slimline Rabbit Vibrator in pink, you also brought the Babyliss Pro Classic Hair Conical Tong.
Yeah,
so
why
you were going to get your hair nice and fancy before you had a nice time with yourself.
I was going to make myself look pretty nice.
That's a lovely date night in. Right, let me just curl
my hair. Lie back, do a bubble bath.
You use my new slimline vibrator.
Freak myself into oblivion.
Absolutely perfect.
I was so nervous throwing away the packaging because it just looks like a dick. And there's no and all you think is
a child's
going to open that bin. That's what's going to happen. There's,
what I like is that it feels like 2014, you know, it's where the double mattress and the vibrators happened.
Yes.
You know, Yasmin Akram, she became a happier human being.
Yeah.
Maybe. Let's skip on ahead now to the last 30 days. Here's someone turning a new leaf at the beginning of 2019. You bought a Russell Hobbs food collection hand blender.
Yes, and do you know what the interesting thing about that was? Already had a hand blender, just didn't bother opening the drawer and seeing it there.
Wow.
So just assumed that it was gone.
So when you went to put your new hand blender away...
You want to see my face, I went, oh, fuck that. I thought I brought that to Ireland with me.
But now you have a hand blender for each hand. What's wrong with that as an action?
You want to see what he's doing now.
Well, this has 4.5 stars from over 947 customer reviews.
So maybe
that's very popular.
I'm going to keep it.
This is a top hand blender.
I'm going to just keep it.
Hand blender. She's still addicted to peanuts. So.
Yeah.
And she's still the 1st of January 2019. How sad is this?
What?
New Year's Day.
What?
In 2014, she's asking why I'm not married. In 2019, on the 1st of January, she buys The Proposal to watch that on Prime Video.
Come on.
You're bigger than that.
It's a very funny film with Sandra Bullock.
You know, I have a lot of time for Sandra Bullock.
She's brilliant. I love Sandra Bullock.
I just decided I wanted to watch something a little bit fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just need, because you know I'm watching the deep stories on Netflix and that.
You needed to pick me up.
I needed just
to. JD.
I have a lot of comedies on Amazon.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that then it comes up on your feed. So there's a few.
JD agrees. He says, a very funny movie. Ooh. In capitals.
He's got a lot of time for Ryan Reynolds as well.
He's really mansplained comedy there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
It is funny. If you like jokes.
Feed My Read says, proposal accepted.
Oh, yeah, that's too right. I wonder how long that took to come up.
It's good though. A two-word review is always good. So listen, Yasmin, thank you so much for joining us on My Mate Bought a Toaster. We've ripped through this one.
Oh my God, it was so speedy.
I've really enjoyed finding out more about you. What is the... please don't say the dildo. What is the one item? What is the one item that we've talked about which you... Yeah. Which you'd buy again.
Oh,
you can't say the hand blender either because you've already got two.
I've got two. Would it be unromantic to say the dildo? Because it was really brilliant.
That was a really great dildo.
And I've never found one as good.
Oh, and there's no reviews of the product as well.
Review.
That's upsetting. Why don't we write a review? Can we write a first review? And we can name the review.
The page won't open.
Oh.
Really? Hang on. What's it called? What's it called?
Which year was it?
Slimline. Rabbit?
Love Honey,
which is a website now, which
they just don't sell anymore on Amazon.
10-speed dual rabbit vibrator. No.
10-speed, that's too many speeds. You'd be there all day.
Seven.
You've got to stop to change them.
Eight, seven.
Two, one. Done.
It's not voice activated. You've got to turn a little thing.
Alexa, turn Slimline Rabbit to 8.
Then there's a lot of anal beads.
Yeah, they keep coming
out. Have you got anal beads?
No, I don't. No. I mean,
those are anal beads. Yeah. This is not your. I've done a search. What was the product called? I'll see if I can find it.
What's the reviews for anal beads?
I'm trying to look it up.
You're not saying anything.
Anal beads.
People won't review them.
I don't think people review them. Maybe they don't allow reviews for the filth. You know. Yeah. There's write a customer review.
No, other people have reviewed.
dildos.
Vibrators.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. What is the vibrator that Yasmin bought called?
It was called the Slimline.
What
rabbit.
Year was it?
It was 2014, was it not? Oh, a great year for feminism.
Not much going on in her career that year because she didn't leave the flat.
No, I did a lot of self-tape.
Hi, do you need someone to play a clammy, tired-looking woman?
But she's got a glow about her.
Very sexually aroused.
Yeah.
Okay, it's called The Love Honey. Mm-hmm. Spelled H-O-N-E.
Oh, here we go.
Jessica Rabbit 2.0 Slimline Rabbit Vibrator Pink.
Love Honey, Jessica Rabbit.
I didn't know Jessica Rabbit was involved in it, but like, I mean, what a great icon to use to get yourself off.
God, what a thought. No, it's not available anymore. Yeah. Come. Oh, hang on. What's that?
A wig.
No, that.
Oh, that's
the
horrible.
Vibrating rod. It does look a bit like Rod Stewart, to be fair. The electric stepless speed regulation adult product silica gel waterproof.
Do you want something that's that flesh colored?
No.
Oh,
I
no.
I don't. No, it's not. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. It's there's all sorts going on there.
I mean,
how many holes have you got? Look at the state.
Found it on a different website.
Oh, have you?
Does it have stink?
With reviews.
Oh, what
with
is
reviews.
It?
Okay, let's grab some. Okay, so let's
see. This is the Love Honey website.
Oh, yeah.
So we've gone direct to the.
The source.
The description is a slender member of the rabbit vibe family.
Nice. Yeah,
the
yeah.
Jessica Rabbit Slimline is every bit as pleasurable as its full-sized relatives.
Wow.
And fantastic for sex toy newbies.
Yes, oh, and I was. Okay.
In 2014.
In 2014, it was a whole new world.
Whereas now she just uses a hand blender.
It's got 4.5 stars from 551 reviews.
Happy.
Someone
satisfied.
Said powerful clitoral stimulation. Mm-hmm. After previously breaking my first rabbit vibrator, I decided to get myself another one. I'm glad I finally did. The vaginal and clitoral stimulation is so powerful, it has me orgasming in minutes.
Oh, that's so efficient.
I wonder what she did to the first efficient. One, though. That
yeah,
she
yeah.
ground it into
the...
It turned to dust in my hands.
A tip before use would be to remember what function each button changes.
Mm. Yeah, don't go in there blind.
This is great for beginners of rabbit vibrators.
Well, listen, guys.
Definitely on the cards to purchase the bigger version of the Jessica Rabbit.
This is not just about ridiculing comedians. It's also about offering good retail advice.
Exactly.
And I feel like we've done that.
I genuinely want to buy this.
Totally. Yes. And where's the Martin Lewis podcast about dildos? We're now offering that. There's a gap in the market, yeah. To coin a phrase. And we've done that. Yasmin Akram, I loved you before. I love you even more. Thank you so much for coming on. All trying to save words. My robot toaster. Thank you. So that is the end of My Mate Bought a Toaster. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Give us a rate and a review and all that business. And me and Samantha Baines will be back next time. I think we're going to do these every week. Hope you enjoyed it. And give us a follow on Twitter as well, please, @ToasterPod. That's all your toaster admin you've got to do. And if you've got any good ones as well, go back and have a look through your Amazon purchase history. If you have got any good ones, we'd love to hear them. Just drop us a tweet @ToasterPod. And you'll see at the moment we've got about 8 followers. So you can be a very early adopter of this new podcast. Thanks very much. See you soon. I love the good of baby, and I want you for the rest of my days.
GreatBigOwl.com.
I'm just going to buy that dildo now.
Don't do it on her account, because you're still in her account.
I'll happily use it.
Oh, that was gorgeous. Thank you so much.
I'm Mark Haynes, and for the last 32 years, I've been a fan of professional wrestling. My friend Pete Donaldson from the Football Ramble, he hasn't. But in our podcast, Wrestle Me, the two of us subject the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment, WrestleMania, to the kind of rigorous scrutiny that ruins it entirely. GQ called Wrestle Me enrapturing, Shortlist said it's beautiful, and it's a hit with common people too, with well over 400 five-star reviews on iTunes. Wrestle Me, available from all good podcast providers.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.